There's one thing I really wanted to talk about this week, and that is yesterday Dave did his week in review. And in that week in review, he made some statements that really, really upset me. And it's one of the reasons. So when it comes to Dave, for me, there's a lot of great things he's done, but there's some stuff that really like sticks in my craw about what he did in the old days that I was hoping would get better. And I do think they've gotten better. But when he was on his weekend review, someone asked about should he promote Hiller's Haley Adams video. And he started that with, Hiller shits on us, why should I promote his video? And my response to that is, just because Hiller shits on you doesn't mean the content in the video isn't worth sharing and isn't right. good for CrossFit.
Right.
It's not promoting Hiller. That video is promoting Haley, and it's promoting CrossFit. And you are shoving that away because someone said something bad about you.
Like, did they and even show Hiller out?
That's the stuff that pisses me off. He then further goes into the week in review and says, people want to whine about getting into the games, then you shouldn't have a tone with us that is shitting on us or done in a tone that's negative. Then you'll go to the bottom of the list or you won't get in. Huh. So when you make statements like that, it's a third party media basically saying, again, he went on a rant about this. I'm just ranting back that sucks for third-party media. You should be able to say your opinion about what things have gone on and what has occurred and not be blackballed because of it in the sport. Let's go back. This doesn't just happen with media with Dave. This happened with the fittest man in the world eventually. At the time he took second place, he was not invited to... He was not invited to the Invitational.
Yeah.
He was passed over for Jason Kalipa. He was put into a status where he did not have a good relationship with CrossFit for the years that he was champion, all because of being blackballed, because he said things, and I believe this in my heart, he said things against CrossFit in the behind the scenes, in the documentaries, in the years he didn't win. Mm-hmm. So CrossFit passes him up, takes Kalipa instead, and then we have no relationship with the champion and CrossFit for the 5 years the guy wins the title. When you hang out with athletes and then they post a video that you can't see or is blatantly against the rules of the competition, you say, but they met... They showed us they had the capacity. Then you're showing favoritism in another way. If CrossFit ever wants to be an elite sport and to grow, this shit's got to stop. Like the NFL can't go around telling everybody who says something negative about them, sorry, you can't come to the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, we do it in a way that's not like as in your face as Hiller, but we say negative things about CrossFit all the time. But we follow the rules. We do everything we can when we're there. This is the stuff that when he got let go, I said, I'm sad to see him go, but I'm excited about the opportunity of where we can go. Because this little stuff are things that are holding back the sport and its ability to grow. When he came back, I was willing to give him a fair shake. Rich said in his podcast that he was excited for Dave to come back, but hoped he grew in the time away and things like this would change. So this wasn't noticed just by me or other people in the media world. This was noticed by four-time CrossFit Games champion and legend, Rich Froning. Other people said it when Dave came back, that they hoped he grew. And when you go off on a riff like that in a week in review representing CrossFit, it's bad for the sport. Hiller has every right to say whatever he wants to say, and we have the same right to turn it off or turn it on. But he shouldn't be blackballed or having access taken away from him because he was critical of the sport. The man has done, and I wrestle with this all the time, his Athena show is freaking awesome. His stuff with Haley Adams, the stuff he did with Joe, the affiliate owner up in Wisconsin, was next level. All of that stuff, you can't throw that stuff away. And all of that is helping CrossFit as a whole. So there, that's my point. We shouldn't fear backlash if we say something against CrossFit. We all want it to be better. That's why we talk about it. You know? And they put themselves in situations where they get talked about. Because when you make a standard for an event and then you show it to the world, and none of the four participants do it the way that you describe to the rest of the world, you're going to get made fun of. You're going to get talked about. Not a single one of the athletes were facing away from the dumbbell when it started. That is the standard that was put out there. Come on. And then Dave, in that week in review, also stated that are their media companies fine because they got a million views on that open announcement. They got a million views on the open announcement because people were dying to see what the workout was.
Right.
Not because of the quality of the media.
Right.
And it spoke to the base. It didn't bring anybody in new. That Haley Adams video has a potential to bring new people in.
Right.
Because of the way it focused on the affiliate helping her in Virginia, the relationship she's formed with them, and how that has made her feel like a part of a community again. All of that stuff helps CrossFit. So, I don't know. That really upset me last night when I saw that, and I had to say something, because we should not be in fear of what we say about CrossFit on this show. In my opinion, we are respectful, and we're going to continue to be that way, but we're going to voice our opinions when something is wrong or something needs fixed. So there's that. I guess that's Scott Riffs in the middle of a round table.
The Riffs in the round table. Well said.
Any thoughts on that, Charlie? I know you've been around the game a long time.
Yeah, no, I agree. It becomes a level of pettiness that you just, at some point, if you want to grow, you can't do that. Everything you said is correct. You can't, just because somebody disagrees with your opinion, you can't, well, I'll show you. Okay, well, that's why we're here.
And at the end of the day, I'm anxious to see how this turns out, because Mayhem said a lot of things about CrossFit in their last podcast.
Yeah.
And that was kind of referenced in this along with Hiller, but I will be excited to see how it turns out. And if both Mayhem and Hiller get the same treatment, whatever direction it goes in.
Based on friendships and such.
Correct. C4 Energy, Extend, and CelluCore are delivering the most effective, best tasting, and highest quality products for you. Get 20% off when you use the code Clydesdale at checkout at C4energy.com. That's C4energy.com. And now back to the interview.